Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, devotees, this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, I assume, and verse... Well, I don't know, actually.
24.
Is it? 24. Verse 24. Uro Suparna Bhujayo Adhi Shobhamana Ajo Nidhi Atasika Kusuma Vabasa Vyalambhi Pita Vara Vasasi Vartamana Kanchi Kalapa Karirambhi Nitamba Bimbam Uru Suparna Bhujayor Adishobhamana
Uru Suparna Bhujayor Adishobhamana
Ojo Nidhi Atasika Kusuma Vabaso
Ojo Nidhi Atasika Kusuma Vabaso
Vyalam Bipita Varavasa Sivartamana Kanchi Kalapa Pari Rambi Nitamba Bimba
Kanchi Kalapa Pari Rambi Nitamba Bimba
Uru Suparna Bhujayor Adishobhamana
Uru Suparna Bhujayor Adishobhamana
Ojo Nidhi Atasika Kusuma Vabasa
Ojo Nidhi Atasika Kusuma Vabasa
Vyalam Bipita Varavasa Sivartamana
Vyalam Bipita Varavasa Sivartamana
Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimba
Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimba Uru supanna bhujayora dishohamano
Uru supanna bhujayora dishohamano
Ojo nidhi atasika kusuma vabhaso
Ojo nidhi atasika kusuma vabhaso
Vyalam dipita varavasa sivartamana
Vyalam dipita varavasa sivartamana
Manchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam
Manchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam
Uru Suparna Bhujayor Adishobhamana
Ojo Nidhi Atasika Kusuma Vabhaso
Ojo Nidhi Atasika Kusuma Vabhaso
Vyalam Vipita
Varavasa Sivartamana Vyalam Vipita Sivartamana Kanchi kalapa
parirambi
Mata
Jesus.
Odo nidhi adashita kushumaha paso
Yalam vipita
varavasa shivatamana
Kanchi kalapa
parinam vitambabimba Kanchi kalapa parinam
vitambabimba O Lord, the two thighs Suparna of Garuda, Bhujayo, the two shoulders, Adhi on Shobhamano, beautiful, Ojanidhi, the storehouse of all energy. Atasika kusama of the linseed flower avabasa like the luster vyalambi extending down pita yellow vara exquisite Vasasi, on the cloth, Vartamana, being, Kanchi Kalapa, by a girdle, Parirampi, encircled, Nitamba Bimbam. Translation. Next, the yogi should fix his mind in meditation on the personality of Godhead's thighs, the storehouse of all energy. The Lord's thighs are whitish blue, like the luster of the linseed flower, and appear most graceful when the Lord is carried on the shoulders of Garuda. Also, the yogi should contemplate his rounded hips, which are encircled by a girdle that rests on the exquisite yellow silk cloth that extends down to his ankles. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead is the reservoir of all strength, and his strength rests on the thighs of his transcendental body. His whole body is full of opulences, all riches, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. The yogi is advised to meditate upon the transcendental form of the Lord, beginning from the soles of the feet, and then gradually rising to the knees, to the thighs, and finally arriving at the face. The system of meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead begins from his feet. The description of the transcendental form of the Lord is exactly represented in the Archa Vigraha, the statue in the temples. Generally, the lower part of the body of the statue of the Lord is covered with yellow silk. That is the Vaikuntha dress, or the dress the Lord wears in the spiritual sky. This cloth extends down to the Lord's ankles. Thus, since the yogi has so many transcendental objectives on which to meditate, there is no reason for his meditating on something imaginary, as is the practice of the so-called yogis whose objective is impersonal. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shivati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavari Pastyachade Shatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama, 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 Hari Hari. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Uru suparna bhujayo radisho bhamanav. O jo niti atasika kusamava bhaso. Vyalambi pita varavasa si vartamana kamchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam. Translation. Next, the Lord should fix his mind in meditation on the personality of Godhead's thighs, the storehouse of all energy. The Lord's thighs are whitish blue, like the luster of the linseed flower, and appear most graceful when the Lord is carried on the shoulders of Garuda. Also, the yogi should contemplate his rounded hips, which are encircled by a girdle that rests on the exquisite yellow silk cloth that extends down to his ankles. Hare Krishna. So, yes, continuing, the most beautiful and most wonderful and very, very personal description of the transcendental form of the Lord and how at least the Sankhya Yogi, Ashtanga Yogi, meditates on the body of the Lord. It's something very astonishing. And there are a few things here which are striking. One thing that struck me was that Lord Kapila says, the Lord's thighs are whitish blue. Whitish blue. Okay. That's interesting. Normally the Lord's form is Shamsunda, which is blackish, blackish blue, but here the description is whitish blue. Yes, like the luster of the linseed flower. Maybe some of you will look up in Google now and see a picture. What does the linseed flower look like? But it seems that it's some sort of whitish blue. Anyway, yes, and the Lord's thighs appear most graceful when the Lord is carried on the shoulders of Garuda. When, for example, well, actually, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes the comment, when he is going to give his blessings to Prithu Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, like that. With these devotees' personalities, the Lord came flying in on Garuda. And when he came flying in, he looked most extremely captivating and graceful, most graceful, when he's being carried on the shoulders of Garuda. And they, of course, they're described here by Lord Kapila, his thighs, as the storehouse of all energy. They're generally the strongest part of the body, the thighs and the upper leg, like that. Yes, and then there's the hips where they come and enter into the rest of the body, which also looks so extraordinary. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he makes the point that the Lord's body is full of all opulences, and he lists out the opulences, riches, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. They are the six opulences of Bhagavan. Yes. The six opulences, and Lord Krishna possesses them all in full. All beauty, all wealth, all strength, all knowledge, all fame, and even all renunciation. Yes. So that beauty, of course, well, this is discussed in a number of places. Srila Prabhupada discusses, but perhaps particularly in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada discusses about the beauty of the Lord, that in the context as presented in Nectar of Devotion, there Srila Prabhupada, Srila Rupa Goswami talk about the 64 opulences, qualities, 64 qualities of Krishna, 60 of which are possessed by Lord Narayan, a certain number of which are possessed by ourselves to a smaller degree. I mean, smaller, really smaller degree. But 60 of which are possessed by Lord Narayan substantially, very substantially. But then there's the extra 4 which are only possessed by Lord Krishna himself. And one of those is his beauty, the beauty of his form. Then his flute playing, how he's surrounded by the most elevated devotees. And he has, the fourth is, he has the most wonderful pastimes, more wonderful than any other person. What to speak of people like ourselves, of course, but even more amazing pastimes than the pastimes of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. So these things are very interesting. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's such a nice description, it's really very nice, of how Lord Krishna was missing Vrindavan. And so the devotees, he was in Dwarka, so the devotees there, actually, particularly Narada Muni, they wanted to make some arrangement so the Lord would feel that he's in Vrindavan again. So Narada Muni made a drama about the Lord's Vrindavan pastimes, and then he put it on. He organized it and, yeah, trained all the actors who were Gandharvas, who were the most expert actors anywhere, including in the spiritual world. I mean, other than the Lord himself, obviously, but the most amazing Gandharvas he trained, Narada Muni. And then they put on the drama for Lord Krishna there in Dwarka, and the other Dwarka Vasis, so many of them were there. And so Lord Krishna is watching with Uddhava, who's his prime minister and, like, basically more or less closest associate, or not perhaps closest, but amongst the males, the closest associate in Dwarika. So in the drama, everyone's watching. Lord Krishna's sort of somewhere towards the back with Uddhava. And in the drama, Lord Krishna's watching, and Srimati Radharani, different actors come on, and he's astonished. And then Radharani comes on, and he's just, you could say, too astonished. It's just, he just doesn't know what to think. And then Krishna comes on stage. He's an actor, a Gandhava actor who's been trained by Narada Muni, who is just the topmost of all such. You know, I think Bhakti Marg Maharaj gets empowerment from Narada Muni, but Narada Muni himself, oh Krishna, he's just incredible. And Krishna's watching this, and having seen Radharani, and he could barely contain himself, but now when he comes on the stage, Krishna begins to lose control. And he turns to Uddhava, and he says, the first thing he does is he asks, Uddhava, tell me, is this me or am I me? There's a little exchange about that. Uddhava says, my lord, he's just an actor, it's okay. Oh, all right. But still the Lord can't deal with it. And then, so continuing to watch, and Krishna's doing all sorts of, you know, wonderful Vrindavan things. And then Krishna, he actually loses control. He actually loses control. And Krishna jumps up. He's standing sort of towards the rear somewhere, towards the rear of the audience. And there, you know, many others sitting in front of him. And Krishna just jumps up and starts running and pushing through the crowd with Uddhava running after him. And Uddhava, finally, the Lord, you know, he's made some headway through the crowd, but he's not quite by the stage yet. And Uddhava catches him and says, my Lord, it's just a drama. It's just a drama. Please come and sit down. And the Lord is a bit sort of flabbergasted and apologetic and like that, and he goes and sits down. Yes, but anyway, the beauty of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord is so extreme, exquisite. The word exquisite is used here somewhere. Oh, it's in the word for word. Exquisite cloth he wears, but his form is so exquisite, supremely and inconceivably exquisite, that as we read, when the Lord was on the planet 5,000 years ago, sometimes people who would not normally see him would see him. And even the description is there that some big, powerful kshatriyas who are sitting on their horses or even elephants would see the Lord pass by. And they become so astonished and overwhelmed that they would faint and fall off onto the ground from their horses or their elephants, crash onto the ground. And sometimes when we're giving class and we are discussing this particular specific point of how some of these people react, sometimes we ask the devotees, did anyone ever faint when they saw you. No one fainted when they saw me. And then sometimes we say, it's just a little joke, maybe to keep the devotees awake. But sometimes we say, maybe someone fainted in fright, out of fear. So anyway. Of course, no one's fainted when they've seen us. No one's fainted, to my knowledge, and I just can't imagine at all that it's ever happened, when they've seen any ordinary human being on this planet who's living now or in the past, even some Miss whatever or, you know, Mr. the most handsome or beautiful young people right in the prime of their lives. Because Lord Krishna, in all respects, including beauty, Lord Krishna is simply in a category of his own. He is the member of a category of living being. This is pointed out in Shvetashvata Upanishad, Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam, Eko Bahu Vidadati Kama. Eko Bahu Vidadati Kama. Yeah. That there are two categories of eternal living beings. One category has one member. The other category has an unlimited number. But Eko Bahunam, the one, has been fulfilling Vidadati Kama. The one has been fulfilling the desires of the many since time immemorial. So the one, is the Lord, is Krishna ultimately. And Krishna is in his own category, and he's the only member. Of course, the category does include expansions of himself, like Lord Ram, etc., all the different expansions, but still, there's just one. They're just different forms of one. Yes. So that one is unique. Completely unique compared to the many, even the very best of the many. The most beautiful ladies of the heavenly planet. What to speak of the most beautiful women on this planet or most handsome young men and so on like that who we are familiar with. The Lord is just totally in a different sphere of beauty. Totally. So that's the point which is being made here. At least Srila Prabhupada is making this point in the first paragraph of the purport. Then Srila Prabhupada goes on to address the same point in principle, in a sense, in the second paragraph. And it's, of course, particularly relevant to people like ourselves, that Prabhupada says, the description of the transcendental form of the Lord is exactly represented in the Archa Vigraha, in the deity form. Yes. Prabhupada, for whatever reason, uses the term statue. There are a few occasions Prabhupada talks about deities in such terms or something like such terms, although of course we know that they're not simply statues, and that Srila Prabhupada definitely never thought of them as being statues and never interacted with them at all as if they were statues. So the basic point there is that the deity form of the Lord, the Archa Vigraha, is ultimately no less beautiful than the form of the Lord who the yogi is seeing here in meditation, as Lord Kapila describes it. He's fixed his mind in meditation. And he fixes his mind in meditation on the Lord's hips. So, yes, the deity form ultimately is exactly representing the exact presence of the, I'm not going to say actual form, what to say, anyway, the form the Lord was here in 5,000 years ago, and the form that this yogi is meditating on. You know, there's a very famous saying, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Yes. And we have experience of that. Well, Prabhupada, just talking about life in general, Srila Prabhupada says that generally every husband thinks his wife is the most beautiful. Okay. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, the eyes of the beholder. But in Krishna conscious terms, we have experience. We definitely have experience in regard to the beautiful deity form, that sometimes when non-devotees see the deity form of the Lord, some of them, oftentimes they don't quite know what to make of the deity, but sometimes they even make sort of disparaging or negative remarks. That sort of thing happens because their eyes, the beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Their eyes means they, just themselves, are not sufficiently purified or not purified. And therefore, in that contaminated state, oftentimes, generally, at the very least, oftentimes, when people are in a very materially contaminated state, they see the deity, then some negativity comes out, which is just a reflection of their contamination. Even later, the same person, if they become devotees somehow or other, definitely it has happened, then they start feeling that the deity is very nice, very nice, because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, at least to some degree. I mean, to a fairly significant degree. And therefore there are differences between how the devotees, and even devotees who are on different levels, see the deities and feel from seeing the deities, compared to each other even, but and what to say, what to speak of compared to the non-devotees and how they may see. I mean, not all non-devotees. I remember it was 1976. What's that, 44, 45 years ago. And we were traveling and distributing books in Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, but more Northern. And we would sometimes stay in the guest house of a monastery, Cistercian monastery. And the monks would not deal with anyone from the outside, including us. But one monk dealt with the outside world, just one. And he was he was brother, actually, Brother Oliver. was his name. I remember even 45 years later, Brother Oliver. And he was very pleasant to us. He was very pleasant. And you could see clearly that he basically took us seriously as being, whatever, spiritual, religious people. Yes. And one day, we were just about to go out on book distribution, and we had some, you know, moderately sized pictures, photos of Radha London Ishwara, the deities from, at that time, in Bury Place in London. Now they're in Soho Street, just very, very few hundred meters from where they were at our time. And so we were looking at these photos, and particularly there was one photo of Krishna, London Ishwara, and they're exquisite deities. They just really are amazing. And who should come along but Brother Oliver, and just sort of walked right into the midst of us as we were looking. And he saw Krishna and said, "Oh, is that Krishna?" We said, "Yes." I mean, he said like that in a devotional mode. "Is that Krishna?" "Yes." And he asked, "Do you worship him?" And we said, "Yes." And he said, "Oh, he's so beautiful." And devotees and friends, you know what happened? The next day he blooped from the monastery. The next day he left. And we thought maybe he's gone to London, because there was no temple in Ireland then. Maybe he's gone to London to join the temple, but unfortunately he didn't, and we don't know what happened. But it was very striking how he appreciated the deity, really appreciated. It depends on the state of heart. So we also, as aspiring devotees, we must also cultivate this meditation, remembrance, mood of service to the deity, in our cases Radha, Radhana particularly. And just like I mentioned a couple of days now, I don't know if any of you, because all of you, including all of you on Zoom and Facebook and whatever else, you all saw the deities this morning. Who can tell us what the types of clothes and what color of outfit that the deities are wearing today? Anyway, I'll leave it with you, but it's something we should try to note, because it's more personal, getting into things in more detail, in more personal ways with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And like this, we come closer to the Lord, particularly on the level of the heart. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.